Okay, we're up to Yehoshua Paragimel, and we have this story, the beginning of the story of the Yarden splitting as Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua gets up, and he tells Am Yisrael that in another 3 days, as we already alluded to the Tzivui, another 3 days, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is going to be a little different, though. The Aron's going to go first. We're going to talk about the significance of that. The Kohanim are going to go, and right when their feet touch the water, the water is going to split. Be mekadesh yourself, Yeshua says. His kadashu ki machar yas Hashem bekir bechem neflos. Hashem is going to do amazing miracles for you. The Kohanim are going to carry the Aron, and I'm going to show your greatness. Hashem says to Yehoshua in front of all of Am Yisrael, and we have the story of the start of the getting ready. The Kohanim take the Aron, and they go in, and towards the end of the Perek, they finally stand there, and the Bnei Yisrael are about to go across. Okay, that is the general story of Perek Gimel, very exciting Perek, as we start the story of the second time in history that the water splits. We've had Kriyas Yamsuf. We'll have to talk about the relationship between that story and this story. The Shem Perek Dalet, we'll get into the actual crossing and the putting up of the stones, as we will talk about, and how exactly Bnei Yisrael got through. So again, we start from the beginning of the Perek. Yeshua gets up, and they go from Shittim. Where is Shittim? Why is that significant? Well, even before we, let's talk about that first. They went from Shittim. The Gra points out that if you count up the Masaos in Parshas Maaseh, which we know is all about the different places Bnei Yisrael traveled, there are 41. Even though we know there were 42 places. The Gra says this was the last place, Shittim. Vayisu Mishittim. Right? It even sounds like a pasuk from Parshas Maaseh. Vayisu this, Vayachanu, Vayisu. They went from Shittim and they didn't camp anywhere because they just slept there. Vayalinu Sham. They stayed there before they crossed. Vayimiksei Shaloshes Yamim was the end of the 3 days. And the Radak. This is the Radak we referred to in Perek Aleph. The Radak is here working out all the dates. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Radak likes that pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, which is what Chazal say in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches, even though it's not Mefurish anywhere, but he says, this is the end of the 3 days. And Hashem gave the Tzivui to Yehoshua after the month of Avelus for Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was Zayin Adar to Zayin Nisan. 3 more days, and then they crossed. When did he send the Meraglim? That's what we discussed in the last shir. But they left from Shittim, and this is then the 3 days, and he sent Shotrim through the Machaneh, as he did earlier. He told the when you see Kiros Chemes Aron Bris Hashem Elokeichem Va'Kohanim Alavim Nosimoto, when you see the Kohanim, who are from Sheva Levi carrying it, V'Atem Tesumim Komchem, you shall follow them, v'halachtem achrav, you shall go after it. The Aron goes first. The Gemara says in Masechta Sota, this isn't something unusual. Usually, as we know from Parshas Bamidbar, the Aron was in the middle of the Shvatim. But here, the Gemara says, on Lama Gimel, Lama Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, Ketzad Aver Yisrael Zayardein. How did they cross? B'chol Yom, Aron, Noseya, Achashnei Degalim. Always, the Aron went after two Degalim and before two Degalim, right in the middle. V'hayom nasatchila. And here it went first. Shne'emar ki ni'aron abris adon kala aretz over lefechem. The Aron goes first. And when you see that Aron going, Yeshua says, v'halachtem achrav, you shall follow it. The Lubavitch Rebbe writes, al derech drush, in one of his sichos, it's quoted in the Biurei Chassidus here to Navi, that what's the message of the Aron going first? The whole time the Aron's in the middle, but here the Aron goes first. As we know, Chazal tell us that the Aron had nothing to do with nature. The Aron broke all natural law. Right, it was makam aron ena min amida. It shouldn't have fit into the aron kodesh kadashim, and it did. It was very heavy, but no seis, no sav. Everything about the aron was miraculous, and yet we know the aron was made out of physical raw materials, described wood and gold. So, what is the aron? It's physical, but it is spiritual and supernatural and miraculous. Now you have to know, Am Yisrael, up until now, it has been purely miraculous. The Mun and the Ananiah Kavod and the Be'er, now you're going into Eretz Yisrael. Now you have to realize it's a different type of existence. You see the Aron, It's going to be a physical existence. You're going to have to work the land. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes. That's what you have to realize. When you start the natural avoda, Zriya Kitzira, Hashem says, go after the Aron, the attitude of the Aron, what the Aron symbolizes. Afshu banui kulomi yisodot chamriyim, because those ha'aron no say it no sav. Makam Aron inim in amida. Hainu hischabrus hateva im lamalam in hateva. And that's what Yeshua is telling them. Halachta Macharav, that's what you need to follow now. That's why the Aron goes first, though the Aron went in the middle and all the other times. Here the Aron has to go first. This is also one of the reasons for the minhag of following the Torah to the Bima. The Rama quotes this in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, the end, Simen Kuf Mem Tes. The Rama quotes, Mitzvah l'kol misha overis lefanav. It's a mitzvah for any person who the Torah passes in front of them, lilavosa, to accompany it ad lifnei ha'aron shemachnisa dos hasham. Don't just kiss the Torah, don't just put out your siddur, but walk it a little bit. V'chein ha'gola, that he quotes the golel and the magbia, also are supposed to follow the Torah. But it's not only them, it's everyone who the Torah passes. But part of it is here, v'halachta ma'acharav. Right? This is a little remez to that halacha. So that is one of the differences that the Gemara picks up on, the Aron in the middle versus the Aron going first. The other difference we'll talk about by Hashem in a couple of minutes. First, let's continue. Ach racho giyeh beinechem uvei nav ka'alpayim abamida. But you shouldn't jump on it right afterwards. Should be a difference, right? A little area, 2,000 amos between you and the Aron. There is a Kri and a Ksiv here. Beino uveinav. It's spelled beino, but we read it beinav, which is plural between you and something plural, and the Gemara and Rashi quotes it, maybe there were two Aronos here. The Aron of the Shechina, the Aron as we know of the Aron, and the Aron of Yosef. The bones of Yosef HaTzadik also went, as the Gemara says, by a number of Amoraim and Meseches Moed Katan. They wanted to take out a Sefer Torah to emphasize and to teach everyone, Kiyim Bazeh Mashakasu Bazeh. This person was Mekayim, everything that was inside and written in the Torah. So we have the same idea here. Yosef HaTzadik's Aron was next to the Aron Habris with a luchos inside to reflect that Yosef was Mekayim wall. The Medrash even says, we're about to speak about Kriya of the Yardane, but there's somewhat of a well-known Medrash of Hayam Ra'a Vayanos, the Yam, Kriyas Yamsav saw Ra'a Vayanos, and it split by Kriyas Yamsav, Zu Arono Shel Yosef. What did the Yamsav see? The Aron of Yosef, and many of the Bali Musar, Bali Machshava discuss, what is the connection between Yosef HaTzadik and Kriyas Yamsuf? And the answer given by many is, by both of them, there is a change and there is a kfisha of teva. Yosef HaTzadik had to be an unbelievable kovishes yitzar, be an unbelievable gibar in the situation that he was in, where there was a beautiful woman and the wife of the viceroy who wanted to be with him every single day over and over and over again, and he overcame his natural tendencies. He overcame Teva. So that's exactly what the Kriyas Yamsuf was. The Yamsuf saw Yosef and saw that he was able to overcome Teva. So that's why the Yamsuf also was able to overcome its Teva and split. But that's an allusion here that the Beinav, the Kri and the Ksiv, right, that is alluding to the Aron of Yosef. We'll have to talk about another time, where do Kri and Ksivs come from? Do they go all the way back to Ezra? We'll see there's a Radak that has a different pshat. Was there any mistakes made along the way? But we'll assume now that both were given from an early time, the Kri and the Ksiv. So, Yeshua says, follow the Aron, but make sure you keep your distance. You can't get too close, 2,000 amos. Because you have to realize, lo avartem baderach mitvol sholshom. This is a way that you haven't usually followed. You haven't followed the Aron. And also, now we get to the second difference between this carrying of the Aron and up until now, the Gemara now in Sota, Lama Gimel, and Mabez continues, b'chol yom v'yom, levim nosen es ha'aron. Up until today, the Levium carried the Aron, as we know. The job's given out in Parshas by Midbar and Naso. Vahayom nasuhu kohanim. But today the kohanim carry it. Shenemar v'haya kenoach kapos raglei kohanim. Nosei Aron Hashem, as is described here. And then the Brisa says, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'shloshim mekomos nasu kohanim es Aron. Three times, the kohanim carry the Aron. Kishavru es Ha Yardane, when they crossed the Yardane, Ukishe Hesebu as Yericho, and when they went around Yericho, another story we'll get to, Bez Hashem, Ukshech Zirulim Komo, and when they when they brought it back to its place in the days of Shlomo, Rashi quotes, to the Kodesh Kadashim. Right? That is the three times when the Kohanim carried it. There is a major machlokas we showed him between the Rambam and the Ramban that you can learn this perek without focusing on. And that is, the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, in Aseh Lamed Dalet, that the Mitzvah Doraisa of carrying the Aron is incumbent upon the Kohanim. That's the language of the Rambam. Mitzvah Lamed Dalet. Shet Sivanu She Yisu HaKohanim HaAron Al Kisvehem. The Kohanim carry the Aron on their shoulders. Kishen Nirtza Laseh So Mimakom L'Makom. When they want to go somewhere. And that's what the Pasuk says in Nasu Ki Avodes HaKodesh Alehem Bakes Bakasev Yisu. Ask the Rambam on himself, but I know the question that you're all thinking. The Leviim carry the Aron. What am I talking about? The Avavisha Zeh Atzivi Boila Leviim Bo'esahi. Even though I know the Leviim will give in that Tzivi in context. Amnam Hayazeh Lemiut Mispar HaKohanim Bizmanahu. There were only very few Kohanim at that time. That's why the Mitzvah was given to the Leviim. Ki Aron Hu Arosh. Because Aron was the head of the Kohanim and only his family. Amnam Ledoros. Chayavim b'mitzvazu ha-kohanim v'hem yisohu. But l'doros it's the kohanim. Kimo shehizba'er b'sefer Yehoshua b'sefer Shmuel. Like it says in Yehoshua and Shmuel, that's the Rambam Pshita, the mitzvah is b'ikaron on the kohanim. The Leviim just did it in the interim until the kohanim were ready for it. Because they weren't enough. The Kira Sofrim explains the Rambam, right? Svar mechuveres ika. This is makes a lot of sense. By Midbar, there wasn't Kedusha Kavua Bamakom. And that's why the Leviim did it on a temporary basis. But this is ultimately on the Kohanim. And there's Kira Sofrim there on the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam says you have to say this. Because what? Yeshua would have changed the mitzvah? It must be that this is Be'ikr, what the mitzvah was, and Yeshua understood that from his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. Who argues? The Ramban. The Ramban not there, but in the Shurashim, in Shara Shlishi, the Ramban says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says that there were three times that three times the Kohanim carried the Aron. It sounds pretty clearly from the Gemara that the usual rule is that the Leviim carried it, except for these three times that the Kohanim carried it. The Rambam says just the opposite. The Kohanim is the rule and the Leviim are the exception. But the Ramban says, it sounds like the impression you get from the Gemara is that the Leviim should be carrying it, except for these three times, when the Kohanim had to carry it for certain purposes, in order to have the Nes occur by the Kriya of the Yarden, or by the walls of Yericho. But otherwise, says the Ramban, I disagree strongly. He says, and also, says the Ramban, how could a mitzvah switch? It was on the Leviim and now it's on the Kohanim just because there weren't enough Kohanim. So how could it switch? Chalila lanu, shenomar, shetishtane shum mitzvah batorah, sheyiyu ha-Leviim nifsalim, mimasa haron la'olam. Aval nomar, what would we rather say? Ki ha-Kohanim ha-Leviim kluyim k'sheirim b'masa min ha-Torah. It's on both. It's on Shevet Levi. And at certain times, certain parts of Shevet Levi were given the job. The Kohanim were given it. But it's Befurish, says the Ramban. I don't think that this is a mitzvah that's specifically upon the Kohanim. It didn't switch. Chas v'shalom. That is the Ramban. How do we answer for the Rambam? Ramban seems to have a very strong taina, and I'll throw in another question. The Menachas Chinuch asks on the Rambam, why is there only a mitzvah to carry the Aron? What about carrying everything else? So that already leads into the answer. The Brisk Rav in the Sefer on the Rambam, the Griz on the Rambam, we know has letters, about 10 pages of letters in the back. So on page 154, he discusses there are two separate mitzvahs of Nesias Ha'aron. There's Nesias Ha'aron as part of Mishkan, the Aron being one of the clay HaMishkan. That is one mitzvah of the Aron, and that is incumbent upon the Leviim. Just like the Leviim have to carry the entire Mishkan, so too, when the Aron is part of the Mishkan, they have to carry that too. But at a later date, maybe there will reach a time when there won't be any mitzvah of carrying the Mishkan. There won't be a Hechi Tipsi. They won't be carrying the Mishkan. It'll just be a mitzvah, per se, of Nesias HaAron. That's only on the Kohanim. And that's the Gemara. At three times, what does it mean the Kohanim carried? Not because this is an exception to the rule. No, at three times there was no mitzvah of carrying the Mishkan. It was only Aron. Right, around the Yericho, they carried the Mishkan. No, it was only the Aron. So says the Brisker Rav. Fascinating. Mishnei Dinim Ika B'Nesiyas Aaron. You don't think we're going to get to Brisker or Lundus in Sefer Yoshua, but it's right here. We have to have a little of everything. It says there are two Dinim. Chada Din Nesiyas Shel Mishkan. There's a Din that the Leviim have to carry everything in the Mishkan. V'dino B'Leviim Midin Avodas Masa. Sheish B'Din Avodas HaLeviim. V'Amor B'Parshas B'Midbar. That's what's written in B'Midbar and Naso. And Din Zeh HaYarak Ad Bo'am L'Beis Olamim. It's up till they come. But the Shanis, the second din, ikadin miyuchad shal nesiyas ha'aron, hamuskar bekra, the parshas Ekev, who did befnei atzmo, sheino shaya klal din avodas halavim, rak techenu mitzvas nesiyusa b'sheva levi. And that's not totally on klei hamikdash, that's did on the aron, and that's why it's counted as a separate mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam says that's by the Kohanim. Nothing switched. The Rambam says, how did it switch? No! The Bidin Avodas Masa Shal Mikdash Vekelov Haya Mitzvah Su Belevim. Kemo Kol Avodas Halevim. Avala Mitzvah Shal Adoro Shu Mitzvah Nesia Shal Aron Habris Below Chalos Din Avodas Masa. That's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. So that's a very different type of mitzvah, and that is why the Rambam says what he says. The only problem is, the Mitzvah HaMelech points this out in his Sefer, why the Rambam then, if the Griskarov is saying that Naso is about the Leviim and Akev is about the Kohanim, so why does the Rambam in the Mitzvah quote the Pasuk from Naso? See, he works out why that is. That's a crucial difference, how to understand this story. Right? Is this a rule or is this an exception? Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. Okay, so we continue the parak. Yeshua says to the Amis Kadashu, get ready, sanctify yourself, ki machar yas Hashem akir b'chem niflos. Tomorrow, Hashem is going to do amazing miracles for you. He then commands the Kohanim, su'u as aron abris, v'ivru lefnei ha'am, take the aron abris, and get ready. Vayomar Hashem al Yeshua, then Hashem turns to Yeshua and says, achel gadel chabeni kol Yisrael, I am going to make you great, ki kasher ayisi em Moshe yeimach, like I was with Moshe, I will be with you. Like he said a few times already, Chazak ve'ematz. Yeshua says to Bnei Yisrael, go Shuhena, come close. V'shimu as Devar Hashem Elokeichem. Let me explain to you what's going to happen. Go Shuhena, come close. How do millions of people come close? Rashi quotes Chazal, Tzimtzem es kulam, bein shnei badei aron. This is one of the places, says Rashi, Ze'echem en ha'makom ha'shehechzik mor asam aruba. Somehow, all of Klal Yisrael came in between the poles, the bottom of the Aron, to listen to Yehoshua, squeezed in here. They weren't squeezed, right? It was Allah Amar Ben Adam Achaveiro Tzarli Amakom. So right here, they were squeezed in. Why, Dafke, here do they have to be squeezed in? Why do they have to come together? Why do we need this nace? Explains the Mishpat Zahav. Maybe it was to remind them that the whole schus of going into Eretz Yisrael and the whole schus of having the Torah going into Eretz Yisrael is the Achtus, Arevus, which they accepted upon themselves in Arvos Moav. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, Sheklal Yisrael Kibbalas Eretz Yisrael Rak B'schus HaYosef Guf Echod V'Nefesh Echod Kulam B'nei Kol Chai V'Yichad Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Like the Sefer Chassidim writes, Sefer Chassidim, Rav Yehuda Chosin, and Reish Lamed Gimel. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh Sheneemar V'Yan Kolam Kol Echod V'Yomer Kol Adavar Meshed Dibur Hashem Nase. They all said it. We will do. Ilu Haya Echad Moche Lo Nitna HaTorah. The Torah wouldn't have been given if they didn't feel together. And that's why we say in every Shmona Esrei, Baruchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echod Ba'ar Panecha. Give us the bracha of your Torah together. So suggest the Mishpat Zahav, that's why Dafka here, they had to come together right before they went in. They had to get squeezed in together in between the bottom of the Aron. Go Shuhena, come close and listen to what I'm about to tell you. So Yeshua says, "Bizos teidun kikel shai bekir bechem." With this you shall know that Hashem is amongst you. V'horish yorish b'pnechem, and He's going to help you drive out the seven nations. How are you going to know the arrow is going to go, and you're going to see this nace done right when the feet of the Kohanim step into the water will split. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Shlach, what's the emphasis of? With this you will know that Hashem is amongst you. Kikel chai bekir bechem, says the Meshech Chachma in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed, explaining Kalev's statement. Vayaz Kalev es ha'am el Moshe. What does that phrase el Moshe mean, says the Meshech Chachma? That Bnei Yisrael mistakenly thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was the reason that they were being successful. And it was only because of Moshe Rabbeinu. And if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be there, so then they would not be successful. And he has an amazing formulation. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael with them, then they would have switched the Egel for Moshe. and they would have deified Moshe. Another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So what did Kalev do? Vayas Kalev Esa'am, he quieted them, El Moshe, by attributing everything to Moshe. But Yomar, he said, Alo Nala, we could do it. Ein Moshe Siba Eitzal Hashem Anaganisis. Moshe's great, but he's not the reason that Hashem does everything for us. Raka Uma HaYisraelis Ba'atzma. He Re'uya L'Hashkacha Elokis HaPratis. It's Am Yisrael themselves that are right to Hashkacha. V'zeu Ki Yachol Nuchala. And that's what Kalev says, don't be miyacheset to Moshe. And then he says, V'zeh Shal Rabbi Yoshua Perek Gimel. That's what Yoshua Ben Nun means right here. B'zos Teidum, with the following actions that you're about to see, you will know. Moshe's not here anymore. So through the following actions, you'll know, Kikel Hashem Bekir Bechem. Pirish. Shalot Tidamu Ki Moshe Haya Bekir Bechem. V'hu Asas Kadol Agdolos. It wasn't Moshe's doing. Ki Raki Ha'alokim. Asher Uchai Tamid V'lo Moshe Shekfar Meis. So realize, Kel Chai, that's the emphasis of this phrase here. Teidun Ki Kel Chai, Hashem is alive. Moshe's not alive anymore. Hashem is alive amongst you, and that's why you're Zocha to all of these Nisim, says the Meshe Chachma. That's the emphasis of Yehoshua when he's giving the pep talk right here. And Hashem is going to help you drive them out. And Vihine, interesting lashon here, used in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vihine Aron Abris Adon Kal Haaretz Over Lefechem Bayardein. Hashem's Aron is going across. Why the lashon of Adon Kal Haaretz? It's used twice, Pasuk Yud Gimel also. And when the Kohanim put their feet, the Kohanim who are carrying the Aron, Adon Kal Haaretz, then the water is going to split, then it's going to stand up. Writes the Netziv in Mishpatim, the first time we have the lashon Adon used in the Torah in the context of Aliyah L'Regel. The Pasuk says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeroeh Kol Zechorcha El Pnei HaAdon Hashem. Says the Meshech Chachma, Adon means, is the name of Hashem used to teach us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. Adon, Kalar, is literally the master of the world. You think it's hard to be Ola Regel, you're going to leave all of your possessions, and maybe the non-Jews are going to go steal everything because they know the Jews are packing out? The Midrashim talk about how Hashem protected Am Yisrael. So Dafka Adon means there, the special Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Ubir Pracha, so when the Bnei Yisrael are Ola Regel. So maybe, one could relate this right here. Now they're not being Ola Regel, all of Klai Yisrael are going into Eretz Yisrael to begin with. So maybe that's why the same lashon of Adon is used here. The same lashon that's used by Aliyah L'Regel is used by Aliyah, period, of all of Am Yisrael going in. That's why it's called that. So Yeshua says he forecasts what's going to happen. And Vayhi ben Nesoa Ame Aleihem, they all went across, the Kohanim are carrying, and they put their feet in. Vayamdu Amayim Hayordim Milamala, the end of the parak, the water stands up. Harchek Maod Me Adam, from Adam, which is the Yishuv, out there on the other side, across from Yericho. And the Kohanim stand there on dry land until the entire Am, Adasher Tamu Kalagoi La'avaras HaYarden, until the entire Am goes through. Two other points before we have to finish. Number one is from the Chazon Yechezkel. This story of the Kohanim standing there is expanded upon in the Tosefta in Sota. And the Chazon Yechezkel says, why is it, it's a great question, why is it that by Kriyas Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael had to show Emunah? And had to go in order to create the Kriya. Yes, the Psukim say that Moshe lifted his hand, but he says, Da'ar Rabbanei Sov Yisoh. But we know, Nasha Ben Abinadav, up to his nose. So they had to show Mesiras Nefesh. And here is even forecast. Hashem's going to do it for you. Don't worry about it, nothing. So one might say, one difference is that the Chazon Yechezkel suggests, again, well, there are others, but we'll leave it at this one, that earlier, there was no other schus that they had. They just got out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The greatest schus that they have was that emuna, lechtei chacharei b'midbar. They had to continue to show that emuna in order to be zoche to Kriyas Yamsuf. But here, they already had the schus of the Torah, says the Mishpat Zozah. They already had the schus of the Torah, and the schus of the Torah is already allows them to be bokeya. Aval beboi la yardi kvar haisa schusam gedola, schus shol maimon har sinai, the kabbalas ha-Torah, the kvar avar aleim osu ayom asher alav ne'emar ayom azed yisalam l'ashem elokecha. And therefore, right when the Kohanim, carrying the Arun, carrying the Torah, put their feet in, boom, it split because of the schus of the Torah. Why, final question, why didn't they say Az Yashir? Also because this was all from Hashem. Maybe you should say Dafka. Should be even more from Hashem. So Ketushas Levi writes, quoted here in the Birei Chasidus, that maybe the difference is, but Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mevatel himself totally, and it was all, even though Nachshon might have done it, but he was able to lower himself and to be mild to people to such an extent that they saw the divine. Right, Rasa Yecheskel Shivcha LaYam Hashal Roi Yecheskel Bet Buzi. That's not said by this tofa'ah by the Kriya of the Yarden. It's not said there. Yeshua Ben Nun, it didn't bring them up in the same way that Yeshua did. Nothing against Yeshua, but Moshe was unique. Number one. The other difference might be that over here, it wasn't a dafka tsara that they were saved from. Yes, they had to keep going. This was the ultimate greater destiny of Klal Yisrael. But there, the Mitzrayim were about to kill them. They were surrounded. So that was a hatsala. So to require shira, it's not just the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the tsara that they were saved from. Mashiach, there wasn't a tsara. They were just continuing history. The Emek Bracha of Parmanchik discusses this also in his Sefer on Halel Al Hanes. He discusses the ingredients to create a chiyuv of Halel. So he says, there's Gvuros Hashem and Yeshuos Hashem. There's the greatness, objective greatness, but it's also the fact that he saved us. So this could be connected to that. That here he didn't save us, he continued the destiny. We went in, but it wasn't a specific tzara. That's what we have to feel, obviously. We have to have a karas atov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah in Brachas even says, in the beginning of the last parak, that if I know the spot that Bnei Yisrael crossed, if I know that spot in the Yarden, I'd make a bracha. Baruch sha'asa neis la'avo shalanu. Right, you make the bracha. Haroah, that's the last parak. Haroah makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael omer. Baruch sha'asa nisim la'avo seidu ba'bakom hazeh. And Tosfos there, the first Tosfos in the last parak says, with Baruch Adah Hashem. Right, brother Shabbat Kenim Al Cholam. Shasa bo nisim. Shasa nisim la voseinu ba makom hazeh. So to make a bracha, yes, but maybe not to say Hallel, and maybe not to say Oz Yashir. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we get into the continuation of this amazing story of the splitting of the Yarden. Okay, we'll stop here.